Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I said a hip hop, the hibbit of a hip, hip hop, you don't stop. But rock it out, baby, bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
The hate speech was selfish political theater. Doxing Ms. Alford by announcing her address is excusable, inexcusable, while canceling and defaming her as a Democrat, credentialed woman who wishes to serve our county. This is unconscionable. Are non-Republican staff feeling disenfranchised after your discriminatory remarks? Hate speech often cultivates blind followers, escalating into violent actions. Your message was clear. Democrats are equivalent to the Jews in World War II Germany.
That's two Hitler references now, if you're keeping track again at home. This is the Santa Rosa County Commission committee meeting yesterday morning. That's Carmen Reynolds, and we joined this program already in progress, where you've had, you remember what happened about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, where Commissioner Calkins said this about Democrats.
I will not vote for a Democrat to be appointed on any board in Santa Rosa County. They're infiltrating a lot of things in this county. The Democratic Party is the most evil party in this country. It shouldn't even be a party.
Now, I will tell you, that is not a direct inline quote. That is me having put together several different of his comments, but I didn't change any of the meaning. That is what he said, that had a lot of people, including yours truly, criticizing him. And ever since, it's the only thing that anybody's been talking about in Santa Rosa County is this atrociously un-American attitude towards other members of a political party and the nonpartisan Marine Advisory Committee and Channa Alford being appointed and confirmed to that position over his objections. And so you had a lot of people, Democrats and Republicans, show up in the open forum, public forum section of the meeting yesterday and give him, well, let's just say give him what for. I think that's the light way to say it. You had Dr. Gene Siebenhaler, you had Wallace Mahoot, you had Carmen Reynolds, Chance John Meyer. The voice you just heard before was Carmen Reynolds. Sherry Chapman.
Made the bit dog always holler, as my third grade teacher said. You are the biggest buffoon in this county. And you completely, completely do not fit in with the rest of what's here.
It's not going to be every day you hear me saying the same things that Sherry Chapman, or saying that, you know, I agree a lot with Sherry Chapman.
You do not represent the citizens. You're busy up there fighting them in Tallahassee over something that is a First and 14th Amendment right.
That's the recall.
And then you have the audacity to sit there and say that you are for the people. You are for James Calkins. James Stevens Calkins, may I add. When you have to change your name and come here to run for office and befoozle everybody.
The what now? I love this word, though, befoozle. It's great.
So I am telling you, resign. I know you don't have enough sense to. I'm going to rephrase it with that. You do not have enough respect for the others on this diocese to resign.
So that's three overt calls for Calkins to resign. She repeated it.
You, however, have been the most divisive person in this county I have ever seen. And I've been here for over 50 years. So you know what? I'd like to see you pack your drawers and go elsewhere because you're not wanted here anymore.
You get now. Now, it is worth noting that though the Pitchfork Posse, of which Sherry Chapman is a founding member, had been actively working with James Calkins in the past, particularly against former County Administrator Dan Shebler, she's very closely aligned with, for example, Jerry Cooey, and I believe he is, I think he's register to run against Calkins next time around District 3. So there's background political machinations here, not just Sherry Chapman being her, but, I mean, she was by no means the only one who was calling for this yesterday. You had Sandy Demick.
Mr. Calkins just revealed to the entire county how petty, unserious, and flippant he is. He just proved that he is unqualified and incapable of doing his job. Santa Rosa County residents deserve and demand a commissioner that takes his job seriously and votes on facts. Thank you.
Susan Creel.
So you're now Susan at Creel. Like three or four overt calls for resignation, a handful, two or three of implied calls for resignation. Al Bruton, who I'd never heard at a county commission meeting, he's more at the City of Milton meetings. He's a black guy, he's a Democrat. He's always working on, you know, kind of his own interesting stuff. Very sharp guy. Respect him quite a bit.
I won't go into a whole lot of details, but I was appalled at your statements about us Democrats. We are fine people, and we're gonna make this county better. In closing, I'm gonna be short and sweet. I love Santa Rosa County and all citizens. And Mr. Calkins, you love Russia.
In case you don't know that one, there was a video that surfaced around the time of last election involving James and his wife, because, of course, she's from Russia. She ran for the state representative seat, and this is when they were celebrating New Year under Vladimir Putin's rule back in Russia. He did manage to say in that video,
I love Russia!
Oh, no. Call back for Al Bruton. 616 on News Radio 92.3. We'll get to the rest of this and how it all played out among the county commissioners here in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I want to remind you that Longleaf is closed through at least the 8th as they're doing road construction, fixing that bridge. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So after the public, Candy, thanks so much. After the public had their hour of excoriating James Calkins, what did he say?
First, I'd like to say I appreciate all speakers that came up here to speak. This is America. It's what's great about America is our First Amendment rights to say what you would like for that 4 minutes.
Also, keep in mind, though, that saying you have a First Amendment right to say something is not the same as saying that it's a good thing to say. The First Amendment protects good and bad things. And as I have maybe not often enough said, but I used to say it all the time when I was teaching, is if your only defense of a behavior is that you have the right to do it, you're admitting you shouldn't do it. If that's your only defense. Because the way you defend good behaviors is by explaining that they're good. And the way you defend bad behaviors is by saying, you can't stop me. So if you say, I've got a right to it, that's the same as saying, yeah, that's the same as saying, I really shouldn't be doing it. He goes on then.
I also want to thank all the folks that are from the military that spoke. And I want to thank them for their service. And it doesn't matter what party you're in, what color of skin you are, we thank...
What? One more time, because he had made the point that he wouldn't put a Democrat on a board, and I had made the argument, well, would you want a Democrat being a cop? Would you want a Democrat being in the military? Would you want a Democrat working for the county? If you can't trust these Democrats because that's the party of evil, that's his argument, then why would you want them to be anywhere, including in the military? How could you trust them if that's your view? That the party of evil, nobody could be a member of that party, right? If they were not participating in the evil of that party's platform, then why would you want them in any position? So him saying thank you to the military, it doesn't fit with his other comments. He might want it to be true, but there's no consistency. But that's not the point. Listen to this one more time.
And it doesn't matter what party you're in, what color of skin you are, we thank you for your service in our military and to our country. This is America.
What do you mean it doesn't matter what color you are? That's a weird thing to say. Like, I don't care
if you're somebody's great-great-great-grandpa.
Like, I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't even care if you're black. Like, that's a weird thing to say.
It is, right?
What would make you think of those in the same context in your brain? Like, I'm happy you're serving if you're a Democrat. I'm even happy you're serving if you're black. Like, am I overreading this?
And it doesn't matter what party you're in, what color of skin you are.
What? Okay. I mean, fine. Whatever. I'm not going to dwell. Just say it was kind of odd. So he goes on and says,
I also want to say that I stand by my statements at the last meeting. I believe that the Florida Democratic Party platform is evil.
And he says they stand for abortion.
A party that is for, their platform is for the murder of innocent babies after they're born. I believe that is evil, and I stand by that. And But I represent everybody, and I'm proud to represent everybody.
And then he throws a quote in from DeSantis.
And I would like to say also that it is my opinion the Florida Democratic Party has effectively become a dead, rotten carcass. And those words I just said was spoken by Governor Ron DeSantis.
That's true. Governor DeSantis did say that. And so he's trying to say, look, I'm just saying what DeSantis would say. Of course, what several people pointed out in comments here was, as I had said, that DeSantis, his reference to DeSantis was DeSantis would never put a Democrat in charge of anything. Well, he put Jared Moskowitz, a Democrat, in charge of DEM, and he said he should have been the head of FEMA. He had the head of FHP is a Democrat. Several members of the Ethics Commission are Democrats under Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So he's wrong. And then this is the way he finished.
And I'd also would like to say one more line. Evil triumphs when good men do nothing. And that's a quote by Thomas Jefferson. Thank you.
There's one person clapping. That was the kind of henchman person that he had come in to testify on his behalf or whatever. So, and then I love somebody in the back, one idiot in the room. Like, there was only one person clapping. Everybody else was on the other side of this. Kerry Smith, county commissioner.
I don't know if you were apologizing or what, but that's all good.
I will not apologize, sir, for that.
Please do not interrupt me. I know you do not understand the Roberts Rules of Order, but please do not cut my time to speak, okay? It's very aggravating, and it's embarrassing.
So I think at this point I'm up to clip 43 out of 60.
I love drama when I'm not involved.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you made Ray Eddington swear.
That's the way I look at it. But this fussing between everybody, this got to stop. We got to work together. We got to work together.
Ray Eddington.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry.
Agree with you 100%.
And he's either apologized or promised to apologize officially for that. He said he'd let his moment get away from him, and I understand that. But, look, that's the current Santa Rosa County Commission. And, we have talked about – now, by the way, for his part, James Calkins says, when I showed up at the Publix and the Tom Thumb, everybody's encouraging me. They say I'm right, and I should never – ever put a Democrat on a board in Santa Rosa County. So remember we talked about this during the wrap? We talked about this when it happened, that there are going to be people who agree with him, that you just got to stop these Democrats every way you possibly can. That's not my view. That's his view. My view is I know way too many liberals and Democrats to have this view. I was never registered as a Democrat. I don't think. It'd be a long time ago, like 30 years ago, maybe even longer. But I don't think I was ever registered as a Democrat, but I was definitely a liberal. I mean, most definitely. And I still understand the way they think. I have lots of good friends, family members. And there's lots of people who should be working for the county, should be sheriff's deputies, should be working in the military. There's all kinds of people who are not Republicans who are capable and good people and should have positions of influence and make decisions. And so this way of looking at your fellow man as being, unacceptable for anything, I just don't get it. I mean, I do understand where it comes from. I just don't agree with it. 623 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, Getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. This summer, UWF is offering a range of sports camps for local athletes of all ages. Taught by a premier coaching roster of UWF athletics coaches, these camps are essential for any middle school and high school athletes wanting to hone their skills. Join Raymond Brooks and Will Kennedy on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss the upcoming UWF camps and the benefits of attending the camps. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take it away!
Good morning, 626 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. A lot of texts here. I'll share those with you in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I do. And just want to remind you that Longleaf is closed. They work on the bridge and the road construction. And I know a little outside of the listening area maybe, but if you're headed in that direction at Eglin, there is a prescribed burn, so you may have visibility issues on 85. Use caution there. And wherever you are, certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Now to the newsroom where David Wayne is waiting with our headlines. David?
Former Vice President Mike Pence is officially running for president in 2024. He filed the paperwork to enter the race yesterday. He's expected to publicly launch his campaign at a rally in Des Moines tomorrow. Union members on the verge of taking a vote to authorize a strike against UPS, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, and the shipping company trying to come to a new agreement before their current contract runs out at the end of July. That vote will be held this week. And Apple unveiled its new $3,500 Vision Pro virtual reality headset.
Already ordered two. Just kidding. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I need to get your deal. Wow. They showed off the product at their Worldwide Developers Conference event in California yesterday. The headset has 5 sensors, 6 microphones, and 12 cameras, and the goggles will be available starting in early 2024. $3,500. I was just looking down the list of what this can do. It's pretty impressive, but it should be for $3,500 probably.
Well, and you should have known I was lying because it's an Apple product.
Anyway. Oh, that's true.
437-1620.
You like the viruses.
Texts coming in on the James Calkins thing. Maybe the rest of the board will finally show some leadership and strip him of any committee that he may be leading, which I think is probably none, and strip him of his discretionary funds because they could spend it way better than he can. Sadly, this stunt is gaining him votes among certain members of the Santa Rosa County. Sad thing is Santa Rosa County Board, all of them won't step up and demand his resignation. That was one of the comments made yesterday, as it silences complicity. And the other members of the board had their say. The only one who didn't light him up was Sam Parker. He just didn't have much to say. I think mostly because it had been said by everybody else at that point. 437-1620, somebody here says, Democrats have been calling Republicans fascist, Nazis, racist, and much worse for much less. The double standard is laughable. It's not a double standard. It's a standard. Democrats are wrong, and also Republicans are wrong in both if they're saying it. So if your argument is it's okay for us to do the horrible thing that we criticize them for doing, that's you at the double standard. Hold the standard and say it's wrong no matter who violates it. 437-1620. What else do we have? Oh, by the way, he was mentioning who's in and out. You got, Chris Christie is in or getting in. You got Mike Pence is in, hasn't made the announcement, but he's filed the paperwork. Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, is not going to get in. He says he cannot beat Trump, and he doesn't think he's got a chance to win the thing, and he doesn't think Trump can win the general election, so he wants to stay out to keep the field small. Yeah, if the field is crowded, then Trump wins the nomination. I've said many times I think that's the analysis. Also, Cornel West is in, running in the People's Party, which is the Bernie Sanders party. The only thing he could possibly do in this race would be to draw votes from Biden, so I wouldn't think that he will really seriously pursue this, but it's kind of an interesting curiosity to see somebody else who's probably going to, who is in the race anyway, as of yesterday. What do you have coming up, David?
There's a hearing today about the drag show bill. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie joins the Republican presidential race today, planning to announce his campaign at an event in New Hampshire. He dropped out of the race in 2016 after finishing sixth there.
A big difference this cycle is his standing with the current frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. In 2016, Christie pledged support. Now he is a harsh critic of the former president.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, former Vice President Mike Pence, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum hold campaign kickoff events tomorrow. No comment from another candidate, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, about two plane loads of migrants flown to Sacramento, California.
Governor DeSantis, you're morally bankrupt.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the migrants were given false promises of jobs in California. Some had papers indicating their travel was arranged by the Florida Division of Emergency Management. The flights arrived Friday and yesterday. California investigators are looking into possible criminal or civil charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 70 degrees right now. Clear skies in Pensacola this morning. A federal judge planning to hold a hearing today in connection with that new Florida law impacting drag shows. Hamburger Mary's in Orlando filed a lawsuit last month. They claim the legislation recently signed by the governor is unconstitutional and has already negatively affected their business. The bill prohibits children from attending adult live performances. The state filed its arguments last week, claiming the law doesn't target drag shows, and they want the challenge tossed out. The judge expected to consider a temporary restraining order on the legislation at the hearing today. Frustrations boiling in Santa Rosa County over this latest controversy. You've been hearing about it all morning, involving Commissioner James Calkins. Several residents have called for his resignation after calling the Democratic Party the most evil party in the country. His comments came after he said he wouldn't vote for Shana Alford to serve on the county's Marine Advisory Committee.
I was just made aware that there's four people appointed by Ron DeSantis on the ethics board. Democrats. Do your research and quit speaking from up here from the hip. Ready, aim, fire. Not ready, fire, aim.
And that is Commissioner Kerry Smith. Now, he's the one who made that appointment. Ultimately, Calkins said he's for all county residents and employees, but did not apologize about the comments about the Democrat Party. A migrant flight that has ties to Okaloosa County in California. A plane with 20 migrants on board landed yesterday at an airport in Sacramento, and this comes after 16 migrants arrived over the weekend as well. Officials in California say the plane trips were conducted by Destin's Vertol Systems. California's attorney general looking to see if Florida taxpayers paid for the flights, and he says the migrants could be potentially considered kidnapping victims because they were told there would be jobs waiting for them when they landed. Community members shared their concerns about the OLF-8 development at a town hall meeting yesterday. Commissioner Jeff Bergosh wants to stick with the original master plan as the county continues to negotiate their final price with D.R. Horton.
I just want people to know that because there's some propaganda that somehow we're going to violate the master plan. Now, right now, what we've seen from these offerers doesn't 100% comport with it. Guess what? No matter what we do, it'll never be 100%.
Bergosh says for him, it was always about creating jobs with the land. He plans to take the feedback he got last night back to D.R. Horton as they continue finalizing the development plan. Again, the final price hasn't been finalized as of yet. Representatives from D.R. Horton were invited to the meeting, but they did not attend. Florida Fish and Wildlife releasing numbers related to boating accidents in 2022. The state of Florida in total had about 735 boating accidents that year. The Top two counties, Monroe, had the most with 92 accidents. Miami-Dade with 90. Now, Escambia and Santa Rosa counties combined had a total of 9 boating accidents. 3 of those involved a fatality. Okaloosa County had the 6th highest in the state with 35 accidents and 4 fatalities in that year. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Visibility issue. It's at Eglin Air Force Base. If you happen to be driving that way, there is a prescribed burn in the area, so certainly is caution there. We're not showing anything else. We do want to remind you, though, that Longleaf is closed through at least the 8th through Thursday as they work on that bridge. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm today. 30% chance of rain overall, high near 86. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Rain chances will continue through the afternoon as we go into Wednesday. 40% chance of rain with a high near 86. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 71 in Pensacola. Beautiful morning. It is 73 in Gulf Breeze, 67 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime at News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Expect more traditional trucks from General Motors down the road. The automaker says it'll pour more than $1 billion into 2 of its Michigan plants to bolster production of next-generation heavy-duty trucks. Despite GM's commitment to offer only all-electric vehicles by 2035, the company continues to invest in gas-powered pickups like the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra. Both of them remain in high demand and quite profitable. 4 years ago, Popeyes launched its first chicken sandwich, met with sometimes overwhelming customer acclaim. The first batch of sandwiches sold out in less than a month. While no surprise, the fast food chain is leading into the item's popularity. Popeyes is adding a blackened chicken sandwich to the menu today, advertised as a lighter option, seasoned but not breaded. Was last week's rally fun while it lasted, or the sign of something bigger? It's the question investors are asking today. Futures are lower after yesterday's modest losses. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, Robert Downey Jr. here. Did you know that over $10.3 billion was lost to online crime last year alone? Online crime is a huge problem. It affects everyone, and that's why I've partnered with Aura. Aura gives you the tools you need to stay safe online. Fraud and identity theft protection, a password manager, parental controls, and more. Sign up for a free 2-week trial today at aura.com/Robert.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
One of the reasons I'm so compelled to speak, it's because we have county employees that have been made to feel like they're less or they should be scared of their positions. We have deputies, we have firefighters, we have EMTs, paramedics, and we have county employees that may not be Republicans. And that's okay. So every one of you, county employees, you have to know this board stands behind you. We all stand behind them. Commissioner Calkins' words do not speak for the rest of this board.
So that's the chairman of the board, Colton Wright, District 5 commissioner from Gulf Breeze and Midway area, talking yesterday after all of the ridiculousness surrounding James Calkins' comments and, you know, his idea that Democrats, the party, is evil. He doesn't ever quite want to come out and say that all Democrats are evil, but that's certainly the way people take it, and that's how I understand his interpretation. I mean, he doesn't want to embrace that conclusion. And this has caused a lot of consternation. I mean, numerous, like as many as 10, I think, either implied or overt calls for his resignation by the public yesterday. 641 yesterday, 641 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got Devan Cook. He is the Santa Rosa County Administrator, joins us right now. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you. That's kind of my first question is, how is this affecting staff? We have seen drama and stress, and I know from personal conversations with county staff in the past that some of Commissioner Calkins' behavior has very much bothered, upset them, and I think made some people leave in the past. How is this current round of controversy affecting your staff?
We have had concerns from staff that, you know, may be registered Democrats or their family, you know, or Democratic. And so we have had some concerns from staff, and we have a director's meeting every 2 weeks. And last week at the director's meeting, Brad and I assured the directors that, you know, this was not going to affect the employees, that, you know, we were prepared to handle any problems that came forward. And we actually encouraged directors to let employees know that if they had any specific concerns, that our doors were open and we'd be happy to meet and talk with them about it to reassure them that their jobs were safe and that, you know, we were not going to let this become an issue with our staff.
Well, I am glad that you're taking those steps. You should not have to take those steps. Like, that should be such an obvious thing that they shouldn't have to have those fears and those concerns. Sure. I mean, I'm thinking of one person in particular who I'm like, oh my God, like one of your very best employees. And I can easily understand why this person would feel, you know, scared, concerned, apprehensive at the very least about all of this nonsense. I know you're in an interesting position because you work at the request of the board, you work at the pleasure of the board. But aside from the impact on personnel, I wanted to give you a chance and feel free to decline because it's, you know, it's entirely your right. But if you had any comments about this that you wanted to make in addition to just how it's affecting staff.
Well, it, you know, we just want to move the county forward and take care of the county's business. And, you know, things that come up like this in some cases do detract from us moving forward and taking care of the day-to-day business. But Brad and I work very hard to be sure it does not interfere, and we'll continue to do so.
You guys absolutely do work incredibly hard. And please, I know they know this if they listen to the show, but please pass on to your staff my appreciation for the work that they do and recognition that what they do is, you know, outstanding work. And I think most of the people who are voting in this county, I live in Escambia, but, you know, who vote in this county in Santa Rosa do not care whether they are Democrats or independents or whatever, as long as they do their jobs. That's the key. Couple of things that you guys finalized yesterday. One was the Buffalo Rock Development Agreement. What was the name again for this this operation, your secret code name for this one?
This one was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Oh,
that's right. That's right.
Code name. Yeah.
And this is for the I-1087 Industrial Park, right?
Right. And we're very happy to have Buffalo Rock finalizing our agreement, Buffalo Rock, and have them as part of our, development out in our industrial park. We're really excited about that. That's a great company, and we're glad to have them.
No, it's a really good news story. Also, you guys agreed to a kind of an impromptu change for the design of the Chemukla Highway and Wallace Lake Road intersection there where the new school is going in. Southbound, you're going to add a turn lane, right? Which is sort of a no-brainer when you understand the traffic in that area, right?
Right. That was not part of the initial design, but actually we had some input saying this could be something that you need to look at, and we had our engineering department go back and look at it, and they agreed, and we're actually working throughout the county to look at turn lanes. You know, they certainly add safety when people don't have to stop traffic and they can keep moving on the main thoroughfare. So we're looking at that throughout the county, and we believe that's important, and we were just glad we were able to get that done. And by approving it this week, we can actually have it done before school opens in August.
Outstanding. Hey, hang on for just a second. We're talking to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right. And this is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Shoppers, local farmers want to let you know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Not showing a lot of slowdowns. We do want to remind you that Longleaf is closed as they work on the bridge. 9 Mile and Ashland Avenue showing a vehicle crash, but no roadblock this morning. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Devan Cook. Devan, I said no-brainer, and it got me thinking maybe I ought to ask this question. Why didn't the original design for that intersection at Wallace Lake and Chemukla Highway include that turn lane? Because when you think about traffic going into the school, coming down Chemukla, clearly getting them off of Chemukla Highway is a vital value in terms of traffic flow in the morning. Why didn't it originally include a right turn lane there?
Well, there's actually a turn lane into the school itself coming south.
Oh,
and
that doesn't seem that, will that seems like a problem, doesn't it?
Well, that will take most of the traffic trying to get south, but there will be some people that still want to turn on Wallace Lake Road to get into the school or get into their neighborhood, so that's why we decided to add it back. But the schools are working to try to stack, because of course, as we know, in today's world, lots of parents drop off and pick up their kids. So we've been working with the school board, and they are doing their best to try to stack as much of that traffic internally as they can. So they have a turn lane coming into the school, but this will, just add another safety element for that intersection.
So I literally just drove through there over the weekend, but I can't remember. Is it 4 lanes at that point or just 2 lanes when it's passing the school?
It's actually 3, because there's a left-hand turn lane coming north off of Chemukla Highway as well. So it's actually 3 lanes right there with the turn lane, and this will just add another turn lane that'll, for people coming south to go on to Wallace Lake.
All right, so pure amateur traffic engineer Andrew McKay. I had assumed that the traffic would be getting off Chemukla before it went into the school. I wasn't even thinking about that. If you've got a turn lane and only 1 lane of traffic, that southbound traffic is going to be horrendous backed up on Chemukla Highway, isn't it?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. The school, as I understand the design, and not being a traffic engineer myself,
yeah, fair enough.
They have lots of pavement in on the school grounds itself that they hope will stack most of that traffic that's trying to get into the school.
Okay. I'm not optimistic, but that's your engineers. That's their job, not mine. So, okay. And you talked about adding right turn lanes on East Bay Boulevard is another place where you guys are expanding this, right?
Yes, we are. We're adding turn lanes. That was a budget amendment for yesterday to add some turn lanes on East Bay Boulevard. And again, that's part of our traffic safety plan that we're looking at every year. We budget money every year for sidewalks and turn lanes, and we're trying to, you know, move those safety elements forward as often as we can.
The other thing that had come up yesterday, you guys, not in the committee meeting, but in the budget meeting, you guys are, I mean, property values have gone up quite a bit, but you guys are going to be getting a significant amount of additional ad valorem money. Is that right?
They're estimating at this point about $6.5 million in additional ad valorem. And, of course, some of that will be needed for additional operational costs, but as you remember, for last year, we put a lot of money toward infrastructure and capital, and for any extra this year, that's the same. We're using that same model going forward every year. That's going to be our plan, is to put as much as we can toward infrastructure and capital so we can try to catch up on some of the things we're behind on with our roadways and our drainage.
Well, I know a lot of people in Santa Rosa are going to be thrilled to hear that. The more money into infrastructure, the happier they're going to be. Last quick thing is, last September, there was a meeting where the developers of a parcel out on the island had wanted to make it an RV park, which would have required a change to the zoning. At the time, they said, look, if you don't let us make it an RV park, a nice one, a high-end RV park, we're going to make condos. The people said, we're not going to let you make it an RV park. They said, fine, now they're going to make it condos. And at this point, there's nothing to stop that unless they just don't produce designs that are basically legal and safe, right? The county commission can't thwart this. It's just going to happen, right?
That's correct. That's what it's zoned for. That's why they wanted to change to an RV park zoning or an RV zoning, and the citizens opposed that, and so now it appears they're going to build condos on that site, and they can certainly move forward with that all over it.
As long as they file adequate plans, which one would have to assume that they will. All right, well, that's. I was curious. I just wanted to make sure that was the case, and thanks for confirming that. Devan Cook, he is Santa Rosa County Administrator. Of course, the regular meeting is going to be Thursday at 9:30 a.m. start. Public forum, which probably will be interesting again, starts earlier. Devan, thanks so much for the time, as always. Thanks for what you do. And again, please pass on to your people any chance you get how much we appreciate the work they do.
Thank you, Andrew. Y'all have a great day.
You too. 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high-efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce humidity, save on energy cost, be better for the environment, at the same time, keeping your home more comfortable. Combine that with instant rebates up to $1,200 and available energy tax credits up to $2,000, and a new high-efficiency comfort system is the way to go when your home needs a new system. Want to know more? Give me a call.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7. This week, Tyler Mack rocks Bands on the Beach. Tyler was even nominated for the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards for the Best New Debut Release. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Gas, 354. All right, no worries. I'll take Hagar louder. 354 for the national average for a gallon of gas, 334 in the state of Florida. Oop, I clicked on the wrong thing there. 296 in Mississippi, 485 in California. That's the spread. 314 east and west at the Walmarts in Navarre, 311 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy, 327 in proper. If you're in Milton this morning, 314 at the Raceway, 314 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, and then 319 at the Raceway. Wait there because the prior station's 325. If you're on 9 Mile, it's 308 at the Walmart on Neighborhood Market. Same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. Coming in from the southwest side, 313 at the Murphy on Navy Boulevard. 656 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Longleaf, just a reminder, closed through at least the 8th as they continue to work on that bridge. And again, this brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for that no-hassle estimate. Seeing another accident. This is Blue Angel in Sorrento, and I am showing a roadblock there. It's a busy intersection. Again, Blue Angel in Sorrento. 9 Mile in Ashland accident, but it looks like that is cleared, and a burn happening near Eglin Air Force Base. So I know maybe a little out of the area, but if you're headed in that direction, you could have some visibility issues. Again, 437-1620. Text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Also, the kind of thing people would see and then make calls and not know what's going on. So,
right.
No, good heads up.
Woo-hoo.
For people. 657, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Chris Christie is going to be in New Hampshire tonight, reportedly to launch his second bid for the White House. Christie said to appear at a meeting at St. Anselm College and announced that he's seeking the Republican nomination in 2024. He ran in 2016 and dropped out. And today is the 79th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and France.
Which won out over terror. Daring over cruelty. And liberty won out over tyranny.
Austin joined World War II veterans in France, where he noted how desperate the battle was and praised the bravery of all who fought, calling it the courage that liberated a continent and the valor that swung the hinge of fate from tyranny to freedom.
Man, it is a sobering thing to consider. Absolutely. Thank you so much, David, for reminding us of that today. 658 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Time for
Future News.
Future News. That's when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, the question of the day, obviously, is James Calkins going to resign?
No.
No. I mean, there's 0% chance. Yeah.
No, no, sir. Absolutely not.
Will he be reprimanded by the board or by the Ethics Commission over this?
No. I don't think he can be reprimanded. I don't agree with him necessarily.
I'm going to say no also. I'm going to say no also at this point. Will he apologize?
Yes.
Interesting. I'm going to say no. No. This is his brand. This is what he's selling. Chemukla Highway, Wallace Lake Road. We're talking about the new school there. Mm-hmm. And having traffic turn in off of Chemukla Highway and have to slow down to turn in off of Chemukla Highway when the school's in session, is that going to work or is that going to be a traffic snafu?
It's going to work.
No, I'm not optimistic. I hadn't been thinking about it until just talking with Devan. I think this is going to be a mess.
Don't listen to him, Devan. You're doing fine.
I hope I'm wrong. I really, really hope I'm wrong.
His name has an auto in it. He knows what he's doing.
It's not him. It's the, you know, anyway. Will there be more people get their nomination in to be the president on the GOP side after we get Chris Christie and Mike Pence officially?
I'm going to throw my name in.
Yeah, I think maybe that one other governor is yet to come, and maybe one or two more. So, yeah, there's going to be a nice round, even 10 or dozen in the end.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3.